When you're on the bed, you can meditate.
No, I do. Normally, I do a formal sitting.
Oh, you do formal sitting, yes. But after that, when you come out, you go to lie down when you are going to sleep. You can maintain awareness. You should try that. Well, after sitting, the awareness when you lie down is very different. You become very sensitive. The mindfulness is still there. Then you find it very easy to be aware. Then you have to develop the ability to detect the vibration between your whatever contact with the bed.
Yes,
everywhere, every part of the body, including your head, the pillow there, you start to feel initially the vibration, the very gross one, like everywhere moving. Then just allow it to be aware, aware, aware. Then silent, silent, silent. And then it will transform. It will slow down and it become different. Then your awareness become more and more stable, more and more stable. Then after that, you will go to your meditation object. You will go to your heart area. Now then you will move, you will move, you will move. Just do it, do it. Let it stabilize.
That I feel the vibration,
The vibration, let it be. Yeah, that is the gross one. But you need to silence. Continue to relax into it, silent, and let it be. Then the vibration will transform, become more and more refined. Then after that, you will move. You will go to your object of meditation. You have an object of meditation. Then if you are used to your heart area, it will go to your heart area. Then it will start to develop the movement. The awareness will be aware of many things, but later on, it will stabilize somewhere. Then you can anchor it there. Then you can develop the experience and understanding of what that awareness is. But that is your true mind. Then it can stay somewhere. When it stays somewhere, the awareness didn't move. It's exactly like your silent mind without thought, without movement. But to realize that, you have to be very patient. You will come to no one, completely no thought, nothing on, just aware there. Then wherever you put your mind is very sensitive. Means if you can do until that level, your mind has entered sati. And everything you do is in sati when you turn and move during your sleep. That movement is like so clear to you, the awareness of it. Oh. Like Kayanupassana, so easy to do. Everything is like slow motion. The awareness is there. Then the mind hardly think. It's just aware, aware. That is the training. Listen to this again. It will help you. That's why a lot of people dare not describe their meditation. They will not learn. But if you dare to describe, you will learn. Well, these are the final practice and cultivation that people cannot teach you unless they have done it before. And most meditators, they don't do this type of awareness-based meditation. That's why they cannot share and advise you or teach you. No way. All this, you need somebody who has the awareness developed. Stability of it and understand this awareness-based meditation in a very stable and deep manner. Okay, Elsie?
Yeah, but Pratio, sometimes when after I fall asleep, then I go to the bed and lie down and to sleep. I can feel the vibration all over my body.
Yeah, no problem. Feel it.
Then after that, very fast, I will fall asleep again, you know.
Yeah, you go into the unconscious. Never mind. Never mind. Initially, let it happen. Let it rest. Then when you come out of it, you maintain awareness again. Then you relax, especially early morning when you wake up. Maintain awareness again. The moment you maintain awareness, you are with your nature, you are with your true mind. And that is the stability that you need to establish. Don't try to know, no need to do anything. Just aware, aware, aware. It will come, it will stabilize. Then the transformation will happen. the thinking mind, the sankhara activity, the aggregate of mind all will slow down and suddenly stop and still. Everything becomes very quiet. There is no movement of thought. That is the stability you need to establish. And when you realize that, that is just the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Then you know what that thing is, but that one is very good already. Will give you a lot of understanding. Then when you stabilize that, your daily mindfulness becomes very easy. Where your mind has entered sati. When your mind enters sati, it becomes very sensitive. Wherever you locate this mind, wherever you relax and maintain awareness, it has the sensitivity. That's why it can sense many things. It can have specific phenomenal awareness. Your mind and the phenomenon move as one. That everything that comes within your field of awareness or vision, you will be able to pick it up, pick it up. That is like throughout the day, you hardly think. You're only aware, aware, aware. And it's so beautiful. And your mind is so light, so tranquil, so still. Like Pocheng say, buying food also with joy. Where you do it, mindfulness. Going about doing your daily chores, chores is also very beautiful because you can see the flow, the awareness, the movement, the beauty of that training. And you like don't have to use much energy. Where you conserve a lot of your energy, your breathing all will slow down. Your heart rate will all slow down. Then your thinking will all slow down. Then all of your vibration will slow down. That's how you become more and more sensitive, more and more fine your vibration. And that is the progress. Then you will be more and more mindful. Then you will see many things that you never see before. The subtle mental intention, the stirring of the mind, the arising of sankhara, then just like the book sharing, the moment of consciousness, moment of feeling, moment of perception, moment of thought process, sankhara, all you can see, the content of consciousness, how it go in, how it stir, how it react, everything become like very clear to you. Then you know why the form and mind become like that. That is the real meditation. Without the stability of mindfulness and awareness, you cannot see all this. You cannot have the ability to understand all this. So be patient. If it falls asleep, let it fall asleep. Then maintain awareness. Just maintain awareness. That's it. Whenever you relax, sleep, or silent, maintain awareness. Until it falls asleep, never mind. Then the next morning, the moment you wake up, first thing is aware. Then after that, you want to pay your respect to Triple Jam. You pay your respect. Then you want to meditate straight away, you meditate. Or if not, you can go and wash up, get ready for the day. Then do your religious routine. Then after that, go about daily mindfulness to do what you have to do. So this is the routine of meditation. Means mindful throughout the day, aware throughout the day. Okay, Sadhu.
Yes, Sadhu Brajil.
Very good, yeah. Anything else?
No, just trying to stabilize my mindfulness.
Ah, yes. To stabilize your mindfulness is not difficult. Just let it be. No need to like force or what. Just relax and maintain awareness. Don't try to know. Don't do anything. Just away. Let that mind slow down. When you don't have any mental intention to do anything, that is a free mind. That mind will return to its original state. That mind is not trying to do anything. That's why it has no craving, no desire, no this, no that. Then no word, nothing. It's just away. That's why relax, maintain awareness, stabilize it. Then after that, the mind will enter sati until it becomes quiet, very still. Today, all Kanyamita who wants to learn the daily mindfulness or awareness-based meditation must listen to this sharing. But this is very useful, very important. It arises because of that book, Essential Dhamma, and also Pochen's request for the Bodhisattva Way and your reporting of the meditation. This is very useful. Okay, so thank you so much for your good sharing, Yossi. And also,
Sadhu, Bratio.
Yes, Sadhu. Yes.